The Wilmington Area Planning Council's principal planner, Heather Dunnigan, says feedback from prior public hearings helped create an updated scenario she says reflects what the community wants.
What our recommendations show is a recommendation for the future that includes a mix of land use, including some areas with commercial space, some new retail, some industrial uses, some residential uses, and all these are connected with new internal roads that are designed to make it easy for people to walk or bike.
The plan for land use includes 26% open spaces, including a river walk similar to the one in Wilmington, parkland along Neiman's Creek, and a connection to the East Coast Greenway with a new road connecting to the multi-use area at Tri-State Mall. 27% of land use proposed is earmarked for heavy industrial use, but Dunnigan stressed the plans may continue to evolve depending on landowner decisions, since most of the property is privately owned.
The train station is the only thing I know will happen, and I know the timing. A lot of what we're showing, it's private properties and private developers who are going to make the changes. But it's our hope that having it as part of a plan that has community support will facilitate that development process.
Any housing development would require a new agreement with DENREC following the remediation of the old Evraz steel site. Dunnigan said the development plan will be available on WilMapGo's website over the next couple of weeks, and they're inviting public feedback within that time frame. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.